Felix liked the work. He especially liked having a place of his own and spending money and no fixed hours. Fooling the schmucks of the world had always been one of his prime delights, and now he was being paid to do it, and blow some of them up in the bargain. It was a boy's dream come true. Rashid was a pain in the ass, and he would get his when Felix was good and ready. But he had to admit that the bastard knew what he was doing. He had provided Felix with a phony job at Haskell's, a heating and cooling contractor where the two Spanish guys worked, which was some kind of front operation. Also, Rashid let him make his own decisions about where and when to bomb, only specifying general targets, a bus, a train. This was to cover the actual revenge targets, Horowitz and some Arab guy who needed to be clipped for some political reason. Felix didn't much care, and he'd applied the method of settling some scores of his own. One thing Rashid had taught him that was useful, always use unidentifiable components. He'd found a cardboard box that had held expensive scotch. The stolen bomb slipped neatly into it, and he'd wrapped it with brown paper from grocery bags and strapping tape. There was a tiny hole in one side, through which one could stick a stiff wire and flick the alarming switch. He checked his new watch. Almost 2:30 a.m. He left the apartment with the thing in an athletic bag. Lieutenant Jim Rainey picked up the call on his police radio on his way to work the next morning. They gave the address and said there was one man dead. Rainey felt his stomach knot. He knew the address well and could figure out who the dead person was. The target house had lost its facade and almost the entire front room. A scorched upright piano sagged over a dark void from which thin smoke emerged. Most of the ground floor had collapsed into the basement. Rainey saw a paramedic picking red globs up with tongs and placing them carefully in a yellow rubber box.